Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to everybody in their cars navigating the snow in the district and the surrounding environments. Shout out to everybody on the stream, probably sitting on their computer not navigating the snow. Shout out to the folks watching us on Monumental Sports Network. I got my Caps hat on. Caps play tonight. Caps are red hot. Friday night West Coast game. I might watch that, B. I think the puck drop is at 10. What I'm definitely paying attention to.
I think you're going to be asleep.
I think you're probably right.
You're getting old, dog.
Oh, I'm old as hell. What I am attention to is
young man talking about how old he is.
Washington's game in Minnesota this weekend. Traveling out there with all of us is Mr. Mitch Tischler, Monumental Sports Network, Beltway Football Pod. What up, Mitch?
What up, boys? How we doing?
Did you take Carver for a long walk in the snow?
You better believe it. You know that this is my kind of weather. I'm just a big kid at heart. Loved it. Took Carver out, threw the ball with him. He's a huge snow fan as well.
I bet, dude. So,
your dog name is Carver?
Carver, yeah.
I believe he's named after George Washington Carver. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. You know how much I love PB&Js, and when I picked up Carver during COVID, that just made sense to name him George Woofington Carver.
Woofington. I like that.
Mitch's two favorite.
I like that, dog.
Your two favorite historical figures are George Washington Carver, and what's my man with the bridge?
Come on, you know the name of the bridge.
What Tidings? Is it Tidings?
Yeah. Miller D. Tidings Bridge, baby.
Mitch is a peculiar dude, B.
I'll say.
Well, dude, I kind of stumbled upon a stat earlier in the week that I just found really impressive. And when DQ talked about the offensive line performance against Denver, I think just the eye test showed you how impressive it was, and then the way Quinn kind of gushed about those guys. I wanted to talk some O-line, and you're the best person to do it with.
Because we know you love talking about big men.
How
JT says big men have the big man weight. We're all in it together.
How impressed have you been with the development? Let's start with the rook of Josh Connerly.
Yeah, I mean, it's been impressive to see him get better week after week. I mean, he had a real gauntlet of pass rushers to start the season that he was kind of lining up for. So there were going to be some early season struggles. He's a rookie. He's playing a brand new position on the right side. Didn't really play that in college much. So I think that we've seen him get better as the season has gone on. And I think it was a little difficult mid-season that he then had to change with Sam Cosmi coming back. And Cosmi wasn't 100% coming back from that knee. And we've seen Cosmi get better kind of as this season has progressed. And the two of those guys together have really started to become a real force on the right side. And, you know, it was great to see that against a D-line as good as the Broncos. But you want to see that continue to progress, and you want to see them be able to road grade in the run game like they did, as well as protect whichever quarterback ends up being back there on Sunday. But it's been a really nice progression for Josh, and he certainly solidified that right side in my mind, you know, for next year and years to come.
So then let's go to the left side. Laremy Tunsil's played at a really high level Cliff Kingsbury yesterday. It was pretty remarkable for Cliff to say this, and maybe Cliff could say it because he thinks he won't be here and have to deal with the repercussions of it. But for Cliff at the podium to say he's going to get paid a lot of money. One, I love that just the reality, Cliff's telling the truth, even though he's technically under contract next year. Like, he ain't playing on that deal. What do you think should happen? What do you think will happen with Tunsil?
Yeah, I mean, I think should and will both have to be re-sign him. I can imagine a world where Cliff Kingsbury walked into the building and Adam Peters is like, please see me in my office. And Cliff just likes to fire from the hip. But, you know, we talked about it on the Beltway Football Podcast a little bit, JP, about at the trade deadline, Tunsil was one of your few pieces that if you were going to make a move could bring you back something. The fact that they didn't trade him tells you that they need to re-sign him. And it's going to be a very similar situation to what this front office went through with Terry McLaurin last year, where they're under contract but don't have guaranteed money and want a new deal. And you hope that they learned some lessons from last year and are able to get a deal done with Tunsil early. And I think it's something that, you know, you need to happen. And if they're able to re-sign Tunsil, I think outside of quarterback, O-line might be the position group that's the most set as we go into this offseason and next year.
I think they got to make sure they solidify the offensive line and defensive line. If you look around the league right now and look at the teams that are really, really are performing at a high level, their O-line and D-line are dominant. If we don't notice that from watching other teams, and hell, look at the history of this damn franchise. If we don't notice that, then something's wrong with us.
Yeah, I mean, this franchise has spent a lot of draft capital, early draft capital on D-line, and, you know, not have it come back in spades the way that they want it. To me, it's too early to start doing the whole draft talk, but they need a difference maker on defense in the draft / offseason, and it's got to be at the defensive end position. So I think that you need to go through and figure out, you know, which of this group are kind of depth players who are here right now. I think Jacob Martin has done a good job, you know, showing out a little bit. But at the end of the day, you need to pick up somebody, get somebody in-house who can wreck a game. And that's got to be priority 1A this offseason.
It's going to be interesting. Another guy I think it's interesting, Chris Paul. He's played well.
He played very well.
He's set to be an unrestricted free agent. What do you think happens with Paul?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You know, Chris Paul is going to be an interesting case study. He's been here for a while, hasn't played a whole lot, and then all of a sudden has popped. And I think that, you know, this front office and coaching staff are going to have to decide, is Chris Paul, you know, that good of a player that he deserves, you know, a $5 to $10 million a year? Or is Chris Paul having a really good season because you have all pro, one of the top left tackles in football, Laremy Tunsil on one side and steady Eddie Tyler Biadasz on the other side in the middle. You obviously have Brandon Coleman, who's kind of sitting in the wings there, who seemingly could step into that starting role, but had that opportunity this year, you know, got on the coaching staff bad side, whether it's based on injury, you know, amount of time being on the field, and ultimately is now, you know, kind of your sixth lineman, your kind of swing guy who can play anywhere. So as much as Laremy Tunsil, I think, is a slam dunk home run must re-sign, I think Chris Paul is going to take a little more analysis. To me, I don't know that it's going to be worth the money that he could potentially earn on the open market. I mean, the average starting guard in the NFL gets, you know, 10 mil or so a year. So, you know, if Chris Paul signing back as a starting left guard, I imagine that his camp's going to want, you know, what, 7.5, 8, 9, 10 a year, which might be a little steep for his level of play.
I also wonder if Chris Paul is their best shot at a comp pick, right? Because they may spend enough money in free agency anyway that they're not going to get a comp pick. But I don't know that maybe if Debo goes somewhere else, I just, you know, that compensation formula is pretty complicated, but I don't know. It's going to be interesting to watch.
But, I mean, you look at it, even the staff before talked about Chris Paul.
Dense.
And we were worried about, you know, we didn't understand what the hell they were saying, but if you watch him, the guy doesn't get moved very much and he moves people.
Yeah, he's been good.
Yeah.
And that's what you want in the damn guard.
Well, I mean, we talked about it, you know, last year and into this year. This front office coaching staff have done a really good job of, you know, identifying players that can't help them and getting rid of them. And the fact that Chris Paul stuck around as this change happened and, you know, stayed on the roster and was on the, you know, the 53, I think should have told us a little more about kind of the how impressed they were with him. And I think things have gotten better as the season has gone. So by all means, I'm not disrespecting Chris Paul at all. He's become a very good player. I wonder how much he wants to come back here because he finally found a staff that, you know, believes in him and wants to be a part of it. You know, maybe they can maybe that can be a part of the formula in re-signing him.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to watch it unfold. Lastly, before we let you go, we should hear from Dan Quinn probably about an hour, maybe 90 minutes or so, regarding the quarterback for this weekend. You got a gut feel what happens?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly looks like it's going to be Jaden, or at least I think it's going to be Jaden starting. And it's interesting that they've been as cagey as they've been with him, just because, you know, the result, the outcome is, you know, not as important as when you're in the middle of a playoff run. But at the end of the day, I want to see Jaden back on the football field. I want to see him playing, and if he feels like he's healthy enough to play, the coaching staff wants him to play, and the medical staff is ready to clear him, he's got to be your starter on Sunday.
All right.
We will find
out. I'm with that, Mitch.
A little later. Thanks, big man. Appreciate the time, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right. That's our guy.
You got to give him to talk about a little guy. See? Yeah. Like it.
That's our guy, Mitch Tischler. Give him a follow at Mitch_Tischler. Nobody talks big man better than the big man. We're going to hear from Maryland Governor Wes Moore in about a half hour. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.